Now the streets leading into Old Concord Road were blocked off to vehicle traffic for much of the night, but pedestrians were allowed to walk to and from the protest site. And as WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports, people were still heading to the scene after midnight with the smell of tear gas hanging heavily in the air.
You be safe. You especially be safe.
Walking down Southern Road, Shahida Whiteside, a student at Central Piedmont Community College, gave several young black men directions around the police barricades to the protest site on Old Concord. Whiteside says she came out to join the protest because she's concerned about the safety of all African American men these days and is frustrated.
I can't watch another black man getting shot on another Facebook page, another newscast. I can't keep watching it happen. And then nobody else is doing nothing about it.
And like many protesters in the crowd, Whiteside did not know 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott, the man shot by a CMPD officer. But when asked about him, she became emotional.
I can only imagine if it was my dad. You know, that's sad. That's a human being. He's a father. He was disabled. He was disabled. He's a disabled black man. They shot that man like a dog. And I'm tired of seeing it. Just because of the color of our skin.
These two young white men stood in their yard nearby listening to Whiteside.
I'm not specific of the details, but I definitely think that if people feel that they're discriminated against, they should protest in a peaceful manner.
It's crazy when it happens right around the corner from where you live. Almost a little more real.
Nigel Thomas, a student at UNC Charlotte, says that reality, the shootings of African-American men by police, is why he felt the need to join the protest. He doesn't think anyone is really listening to the calls for justice and change.
It's a trend now. It's like every other week a black man's getting shot and killed. Every other day a black man's getting shot and killed. I want them to hear us, you know. I'm tired of, like, everything happening how it's happening. I want peace, equality in America, but it's not going to happen like that.
They're upset about everything that's happening, rightfully so.
That's Horatius Harris, a pastor at New Birth Charlotte. He says he came out to be a voice of reason in the midst of the chaos that erupted during the protest.
I feel like the kids that are out here, a little bit astray, they need some direction. They need somebody to help them understand that this is what they're doing now is not going to help. But the fact that another man has gotten shot and killed is over the top right now. And so that's why you're getting the reaction that you're getting.
And it was not just young people at the protest site, but people of all ages, not knowing all of the facts of the shooting, but being in solidarity in their belief that it should not have happened. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.
It's 12:15 a.m.